Our 65 Cost Power Trap Productions team recently took a private tour at the NFL Film Studio just in the outskirts of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And the three guys that were on that trip are with us. Guys, thanks for coming. We've got Rob Alberino, Adam Pellegrino, and Will Blackwell. Let's start off with you, Rob. You were actually an employee at NFL Films back in your early days of filmmaking. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
That's right, Josh. In 95 to 97, I was a filmmaker for Films. Films obviously goes back a long way before I was there, and their history is actually pretty interesting. They've been around for about 50 years now. There's a little contention of whether it's 50 or 51, but let's just call it 50. And they started off as Blair Productions. And when we were getting the tour, we were told that Blair was Steve Sable, who is the president now, and Ed Sable, who founded NFL Films. That was Steve's sister and obviously Ed's daughter. So Blair Productions is what it started out as. And the NFL ended up buying NFL Films and partnering with Steve and Ed Sable. And of course, that spawned what we now know as NFL Films. So they've been around for a long time. And when I was there, they actually had another building. We were lucky enough to tour the brand new building. I think it's been open for about 5 years. But the old building was a much smaller complex, and it was a much less technological complex. It's actually kind of interesting. When I was there as a filmmaker, we actually cut on a flatbed, on a Moviola flatbed, literally circa 1955, 1960, and it was film, and you wrap the film around the big giant reels, and you had a projector in front of you that sort of just flickered light in front of you. And now that's obviously been replaced with what we typically work on and what most people in the industry work on, which is basically a computer, a Mac or a PC, and you edit on these computers. So it's light years within the last 15 years. But my history there, you know, I was able to cut things like the Jets highlights. That was the team that I took care of when I was there before my time here at the Chiefs. And the interesting thing is every filmmaker there has a team. And they basically follow that team, and then they create a piece on that team. So we watched, when we went on the tour, all these filmmakers and producers working on different highlights. When we were there, we were in, you know, specific offices of people, and they've just come a tremendous, tremendous long way.
When I think of the NFL Films building, I think of the pictures of Steve Sable walking through those just racks of reels and reels. What were some of the cool things that you guys discovered in that building?
One word to describe the building is just overwhelming. Someone that was there actually told us, in any given year, NFL Films shoots more film than all the Hollywood studios combined. So you just imagine what goes into that. One room that really stood out to us was the vault, the film vault. I mean, we compared it to a plane hangar because it was just massive. It's like racks of film, 15, 20 feet high, just as far as the eye can see. The difference between film and video, obviously, is film can stand the test of time. If you treat it the right way, it'll last. This hangar, it's climate controlled, it's earthquake proof. It's probably the safest place to be in Jersey if an earthquake would hit Jersey. That's probably the most impressive room, but on top of that, we walk through edit suites. I mean, we're a small production company. We've got two edit suites upstairs. But you go through there, they've got 24 edit suites. Every filmmaker has an edit suite, row upon row. I mean, state-of-the-art technology. For a small production crew like us, it's really impressive to see what goes into what they do. And then on top of the edit suites, I mean, the studio space is just huge. I think that's where they shoot NFL Films Presents, the Showtime show. Their studio is just really impressive. It's laid out professionally, how you would expect like a Hollywood studio to be laid out.
The thing that I was really impressed with was the film processing center. They have two cameras per NFL game each week, and they send all the film back to Mount Laurel, and they do all the film processing there. It looks almost like a brewery because they have these huge machines full of chemicals just processing film day and night during the season to make that film available for their TV show and every team in the league. The other thing that is really, really impressive with Steve is that he's not only a filmmaker, but he's also an artist, where when you walk through the hallways, there's just artwork everywhere, where there's movie posters, pennants, and Steve Sable's art is throughout the entire building. There's these collages of football, like iconic images and Americana that are just everywhere. And the one that really stood out to me was there was one of Neil Smith's head with his tape over his nose all painted up, and that was the center focal point of it. Reminded me of the 90s and the Chiefs and the glory days of Marty Ball, and it was all captured in this one piece of artwork that Steve did.
And how about the music in NFL films? The music really stands out to me. You think back, and as much as we hate them, the Oakland Raiders and the historic music that goes along with them, the voiceovers that go on with the Ice Bowl and the Frozen Tundra and Hank Stram's miking. Where does all that great music come from at a place like that?
Well, you know, that was the one thing that these guys didn't mention that actually was my favorite part of the tour was the orchestra pit. And Josh, it's ridiculous. They've created this orchestra room that basically can house a full orchestra. So that's 60 plus instruments. You talk about the voiceovers, that was John Facenda, was sort of that voice of God back in the day.
And hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November.
The two names that really, really stand out to me when it comes to the music, there's a guy right now named Dave Robidoux. He does all the amazing music that you hear, the current day stuff. But Sam Spence is the guy who's done all the old school stuff that you hear when you think of the Folly reels or you think of the old Chiefs reels. He was the guy who fathered all those amazing orchestrations. It's really an amazing recording studio. And it's coupled with a little offset control room. And the control room looks like something that they would have any current artist recording in. I think it's 88 tracks. It's outrageous. And just the technology and the size shows you that they built that with longevity in mind. You know, films has been around for a long time. Films is going to be around for a much longer time. And, you know, their fingerprint is all over those productions, from the amazing cameras to the archival work to the fact that they physically compose their own music.
My last question for you guys would be this. We all know Steve Sable and the contributions he's made to the NFL. Was he there when you were touring? Did you get a chance to meet the guy?
You know, we had interviewed him right before we took that tour. Will and Adam and myself were there for several hours, and we did a whole retrospective on Hank Stram, on Arrowhead, on Lamar, and he was in the building. And he was bouncing around. And what I think is really cool that I think a lot of the fans out there might want to know about is Steve is a huge proponent of Lamar Hunt, huge proponent. And he talked to us about how much Lamar meant to the league, not only historically, but personally, behind closed doors, you know, getting films off the ground, you know, obviously getting the AFL merger to happen. And he was a huge proponent of Hank Stram. A lot of people don't know this, but that was the fourth miking ever done in NFL films history.
Come on, Lenny, pump it in there, baby. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
We had asked him, how many people do you think have been miked between now and then? And he said probably 500 players and about 100 other coaches. And he said Hank Stram's miking to this day lays down to be the best miking in the history of NFL films because he was such a showman, and he understood in the 70s that the NFL was entertainment. That really helped NFL films' cause. And the thing that really stood out to me, the last question we asked Steve was, what are your thoughts on Arrowhead Stadium? And I distinctly remember him saying that if he could take all of his cameras and go to one stadium to shoot a game, Arrowhead would be the choice because of the barbecue smell, because of the design, because of the colors, and because of the fans. And that statement alone made us proud that we got a chance to get a private tour of this place to see where it all started and get a chance to sit down with Steve.